You're listening to John Williams from 3 to 7 on News Radio 830 WCCO.
Charlie Boone passed away this weekend. He signed off at the age of 88. You will not find a kinder, a funnier, or in my experience, a wiser man. He was many things to many people. He was on CCO. He and Raj, of course, were CCO for so many years. I only worked with him for a brief time here. But when I did, it was a tough time in my career, and Charlie pulled me aside more than once and gave me just the shortest and sagest pieces of advice that I won't share with you here, but it was just so nice to know that for no real reason, he didn't have to be looking out for me, he was. And I was green, and I'm not from Minnesota, and I was afraid of the room. And Charlie saw all of that and just put his arm around me more than a couple of times 20 years ago. And said, hey, kid, it's going to be okay. And I've always had a soft spot in my heart for him for those reasons. Why wouldn't you, right? You talk about standing on the shoulders of giants. We do here. Raj is still with us. Charlie is not. And, you know, maybe someday they'll speak this way about Dave Lee and certainly Sid Hartman and all of these great names that have come through this place. But Charlie will be my guy. And he didn't live that far away from me the first time I lived here. And I just have always felt a certain closeness to him, physically and emotionally. You know who also lived in that neighborhood was our old friend Steve Murphy, who for, I believe, 120 years did the news on WCCO in the morning. And then, weirdly, Murph retired at the age of like 51. Which, frankly,
it feels that way.
And it still ticks me off that you're not here, Murph. You get out of retirement and you get back over here.
Listen, I loved it, but I was there 33 years.
33.
Yeah.
Well, and it says somewhere that you can't be here 34. I mean, but I'm not here to ask you to do that. Or although, one last aside, Steve, before we go down memory lane for just a minute. When I did come back, so I worked here for 4 years, went to Chicago for 15 years, and then came back, and now I live a sort of quasi-life between the two. When I came back about 5 years ago, you greeted me at the door with a Sudoku book that I still have in my bedroom drawer to this day. And I think about you whenever Brenda and I are sitting there doing those puzzles.
You haven't finished it yet?
That's one of the takeaways from the confession. So what was it like working with Charlie all these years?
Well, he's smiling at your words just moments ago because he was a fan of yours, and he was a mentor to so many people, and you included. Your story I've heard before from others. He was eternally youthful, and I think part of it was that he liked being with young people, and he never forgot his own entry into this business. He came here by way of Wadena, by the way, his first radio station, Colorado Springs, and then Fargo, and then in 1959 he came to WCCO. I came to CCO in 1980, and he was the same way with me. As a matter of fact, and you talked about our neighborhood, you and I being neighbors, we're still neighbors, a little farther apart, but Charlie found us our house. He knew that we were renting at the time, 1980, and had young kids. And he came up to me one day and said, I found you a house. I said, what do you mean? He says, it's near mine. He said, my next door neighbor is the real estate agent, and here's his number. And it worked. We came here, and that's why. And Charlie did so many things for me and my wife and our family like that over the years, and we just miss him terribly.
I've been listening back to some of his clips, Steve, and you know, there's so many different ways to listen to him or things to hear. But there sure was a certain amount of confidence and irreverence that he and Roger brought to the airwaves. And, you know, we all get caught up in the news, and it's easy to get insecure about negative feedback on social media. And you just didn't hear any of that. You heard two guys who said, hey, we're going to do a silly skit about a guy walking into a cigar shop, and it's not all that relevant today. And maybe you'll find it funny. Maybe you won't. We're going to do it, and it's going to be awesome. And it consistently was, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they had great fun, and anybody who was anybody wanted to be on their show, and they would write those people into their skits, and they would have great fun, and the celebrities and the politicians and all those who joined them on the show would walk away with a big smile on their face and wondering when they'd be invited back. John, can I share a story with you if we have 1 minute?
No, I'm not going to let you talk.
My daughter Natalie asked me to, and you know Natalie, and she asked me to tell this story that I haven't had a chance to tell yet, but it illustrates Charlie's generosity, and it's fun, and it's because it's a neighborhood story that I tell you, because you are my neighbor.
Sure.
In the mid-80s, I was fortunate enough to win an award, and I was invited to New York. And we had two kids, and Monica was a stay-at-home model. I think Charlie must have thought, you know, Murph could use a little cash. Maybe he could use it for a nice dinner with his wife in New York. And he decided to secretly put the cash in an envelope and put it in my mail slot. And he decided the best way to, and without his name on it, and without being detected. So he wanted to come at night, dusk. And he hid behind a big hackberry tree in front of my house at dusk, and he was going to sneak up and put it in the mailbox. The trouble was the next-door neighbor thought he was a prowler and called the cops. And fortunately, he escaped before the cops got there. He never knew that the cops, he later found out, he never knew the cops came. He just walked off to his house. And so I find these police officers in my front door with flashlights. And they say the next door neighbor told us there was a strange man lurking in front of your house, and we need to tell you, always keep your house locked, and gave me the speech and all that, and they didn't find anything, and I didn't find anything, and I was totally puzzled. They left, and I looked in the mail slot, and there was an envelope with cash. And it was a nice anonymous note, and he said something about how someone had done something nice for him, and he wanted to do that for me. Well, I recognize the handwriting. and by the way, I spent the cash happily with my wife in New York.
Well, that is the point of that. I mean, you should.
But I told him a short time later, Charlie, I know what you did. I recognized your handwriting, and he acted like he didn't know anything about it. And then a few years later, I told him the whole story about the cops coming, and he loved it. So it was, and it's an illustration of Charlie. He was so generous, and he didn't want any credit for it.
That's Charlie Boone. Many years on this fine radio station. Our general manager, Mick Anselmo, was right when he put it in the sort of context that it deserved, and on the front page of the paper, I was so glad to see that. Not that we need the Star Tribune to tell us who we are, but you like a little acknowledgement for the guy. You know, he was one of the industry's greats. He wasn't just a Minnesotan. He was America's Charlie Boone.
We use the word icon too freely. Yeah. It applies here.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, Steve. You're in good voice and good spirit. Let's you and I, as I always say, start running again just as soon as I can catch up with you, okay?
Oh, forget it. Listen, I'm slower than ever, but I look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You bet, John.
Steve Bye-bye. Murphy did the news for 100 years here on WCCO and retired at the age of 51 or something like that. I don't know. That's what it felt like. I told my wife the other day that I've decided that truth isn't what actually happened, it's how you feel about things. And she nodded because I sometimes lose touch with what actually happened. And I'm not sure if it's because I like my version of the events better or because I just can't remember exactly how things went down. But that's the way Murph feels to me, and Charlie did too. It's 3:21. What the governor said is pretty surprising, Jordana. He saw the video that we did not. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on our show tomorrow. But I just want to talk a little bit about that and play for you an audio clip in a minute on WCCO.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on, and good morning, good morning.